So from Tanforan, you already mentioned that you were sent to Topaz.
Topaz.
How did you travel to get there, and about how long
Oh,
was the
I
trip?
mean, old trains, old trains.
And do you recall about how long it took to get there?
I think it took about a day and a half.
So Topaz is in.
In Utah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Tanforan to
Yeah, Utah.
Topaz,
Right,
Utah.
right.
And it was a day and a half approximately?
That's right.
Okay. So after about a day and a half of traveling in this train, you arrive at Topaz. Would you please describe your first impressions, such as the type of weather, the environment, the living conditions?
Well, you know, it was very dusty. Remember now, Topaz is a desert, and they dig up all the sagebrush to build their barracks. And so it was full of dust, and we had dust storms. And as someone said, Dave Tassano said, like Cody face powder. You see, that's what it was.
So, besides dust, what other environmental kinds of things can you say would describe the Topaz experience?
Well, actually, we were in barracks, ate in mess halls, and so there was really no, very little privacy, you see. So it was a regular living in a concentration camp. That's what it was.
And what was a typical day at camp like? What activities did you get involved in?
Well, see, you can't talk about me because I was very busy. Not only did I teach Sunday school and help with the church group, I started a YMCA, and then I was a buyer for the camp store, and I made 20,000 miles around the United States buying for the co-op store. Now, how many people got out of camp to do that? I bought merchandise in Salt Lake City 11 times. I went to Kansas City, Denver, Chicago, St. Louis, three times to buy merchandise. Now, people say, gee, you mean they let you out to buy merchandise? I said, they had to. Here we had a store in camp, and we write purchase orders out. They say, yeah, there's a wartime war going on. There's a shortage. Who's this out there in the desert of Utah? Don't send anything. So what happened? They said, Dave, you have to go out and look for merchandise. So I went out three times, 11 times to Salt Lake City, and you know, you have to beg, borrow, and steal. You get there, and they say, lady, which said, where are you from? From behind the barbed wire, Japanese American. Then you start working on their sympathy, they say. No, we're Japanese, we're citizens. We didn't do anything wrong. I had a store in San Francisco that we had to close. We were behind barbed wire, barracks. My family's living in the barrack. And they start feeling sorry. They said, gee, if that's the case, we'll give you some of this merchandise. Merchandise that's very scarce wartime. And that's how I got merchandise. And I did that in Kansas City and St. Louis and Chicago. It was hard work, real hard work. But on the other hand, I got to eat food in camp. They were getting beef heart, kidney, and all that. But outside, it was a cafeteria, and boy, a tray full of food would get to eat because.
As a buyer, you said you worked for the co-op stores. What does that mean, a co-op store?
It was a co-op formed by the people in camp. They put up dollars and made an enterprise, Topaz Consumer Cooperative Enterprises. So they had the canteen, the dry goods store, barber shop, movie, beauty parlor, I guess. They had different enterprises. That's what it was.
Do you know if this was unique to Topaz? Did other camps have such
thoughts?
Oh, yes,
other camps had it too.
Uh-huh.